We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse alongside Grant Bills, Paul Emig. It's our weekly edition. Thanks again to everyone who has been a part of our post-game lives. Once again, there was only the need to do one. Oh, last year we got two in the Packers, but I've gotten ready in this stretch of podcast era. I've gotten ready for Bucks long playoffs. Doesn't happen. We've gotten ready for Brewers long playoffs. Doesn't happen. And here we are with the Packers, which we will get into. I am contemplating another live series. I don't know if I would have the full audience. And if not live, as long as people would watch at some point, Severance comes out Friday at 2 a.m. And I'm thinking of a live show at 3 a.m. to do a Severance recap.
Interesting.
I won't do it, but
Are you going to watch it before you go to bed?
I think I have to. I mean, if I get home at 1:30 and I've been trying to go to the gym or what? Yeah, sometimes I try to go to the gym at night. The steps still count if they're that same day.
Yeah.
But if I'm home at 1:30 even and I go lay in bed and by the time it's like 1:50, I'm ready to sleep and I know Severance is coming on in 10 minutes, there's no chance I go to bed. So I might as well stay up for it.
I've waited this long. I can wait until Friday night, I think.
I'll let you know how it is in March.
Yeah.
I need all the episodes out.
Don't you like watching it as something? We've lost this. I've been saying this for years. We lost our love for appointment TV, coming together as a collective every week, watching something and then talking about it for a week. We've lost that.
We have.
Did you watch the first episode of Shifting Gears yet? With Tim Allen. I've yet to see it. It's on my DVR.
No, but I promise I will watch it this weekend. Convincing my significant other to watch it with me. I'm just going to watch it. Like, I'm going to say that I have to poop and then I'm going to watch it in the bathroom by myself. Babe, can you please watch Tim Allen's new sitcom with me?
That was an oddly timed 22 and a half minute poop there, Grant.
Yeah. Well, poop shower combo, I could get it in there.
Did you hear the other exciting news? For the first time, all 204 episodes of Home Improvement will be available on Netflix beginning February
1. Good job, Paul.
Thank you.
And in that honor, I will be covering half my face.
Ah, Wilson.
For the interview. Grant,
have you seen Home Improvement?
Yeah. Not all of it. A little bit before my Not before my time. I didn't. When I was young, I watched Food Network. That's what I watched. I wouldn't say that I lived a sheltered childhood, but there was no SpongeBob. I didn't watch Nickelodeon or MTV. I watched Food Network and Animal Planet.
Nickelodeon wasn't allowed?
I don't know if it wasn't allowed. I was the oldest child. I watched what I was presented with. You know what I mean? It was just never on. So I didn't know what I was missing. I went to Catholic school.
Okay.
You know how I like Seinfeld and Arrested and The Office and Parks and Rec and Good Place and all those cool man comedies, dude? I need to come up with a top five of like traditional sitcoms that I adore.
Because
Home Improvement is on there. Roseanne is absolutely on there.
Yeah, you were always a big Roseanne guy.
And it's funny that, like, so Tim Allen and Roseanne and me, maybe not always in the same Venn diagram,
for sure.
But I love these shows. I love Roseanne. Connors, when is that coming back? Jesus, final season. What else did I like back?
Were you an Everybody Loves Raymond guy? Because I think that's in my top whatever.
I wasn't until I definitely was.
What about
I was always a King of Queens guy.
Patricia Heaton or Leah Remini? Which one?
Leah.
Isn't it Remini?
Remini, whatever.
Fresh Prince is probably in there.
Were you Saved by the Bell?
I watched Saved by the Bell. I definitely did. But then I went to college and I had two friends that had downloaded every episode into their brain.
Mm.
And I could not keep up. So, I mean, I felt lapped. Mm. And I didn't get, you know. So I guess I'm not compared to them.
I just wanted to
mention Roseanne again.
That's an NFL offseason Bartometer right there.
Ooh, yeah.
I did hear you mention on the national show properly trashing the How I Met Your Mother finale.
Yes, and the reason I did that was I compared How I Met Your Mother to Sam Darnold's season.
I mean, sure. Honestly, that is, I mean this, there's not another radio host who would ever do that. And yet, the moment you said it, I'm like, yep, that's the exact correct analogy.
Because even with Seinfeld, you know, it doesn't ruin the characters, and there were still good things that happened. They had a good season on Curb, you know. With Sam Darnold, there were 14 weeks that you're like, man, this is like the best season ever.
I'm going to rewatch this.
The ending was just so brutal that when you look back, you're thinking, oh, no, we were fooled the whole time. This ruined everything that I'd previously seen. So,
and you guys know this. I am very much a show rewatcher. Dozens and dozens and dozens of times of my favorites. I cannot and will not rewatch How I Met Your Mother.
You can't watch it.
I know. It's true.
Cannot watch it. Will not watch it.
With even like an acceptable ending, I would have rewatched How I Met Your Mother throughout the rest of my life, but can't do it. Too bad.
The Rockies have agreed to a minor league deal with infielder Keston Hira, per source. I'm going to retweet that. Continue. I didn't want to derail the conversation. That's just a funny tweet that I saw.
I have a lot of Packers questions that I'm very excited to get to, because what better time than to do our typical hypothetical type questions than coming off what just has happened. So you let me know when you're ready for that.
I'm ready if you're ready.
I'm trying to think of some other bullshit to tell you, but I'm ready.
Let's do it. Two that I tested because I was like, I don't know if these are crazy or if they're right. So I was told these aren't crazy. Here we go. Matt LaFleur is a good coach and should obviously not be on the hot seat right now. He handled the Rodgers love transition very well and has taken the youngest roster in the league to back-to-back postseasons. However, if the Packers have a similar or worse season in 2025, LaFleur should be on the hot seat a year from now. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'll echo it right away.
I think that's perfectly stated. Every detail of what you just said, I would agree with. I think he's great, and I think he's proven that he's very, very capable. I think this is a really bad year in a lot of aspects. Some I can't explain. Like, who gets bad at clock stuff? Yeah. 6 years into their coaching career.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So part of that might just be fluky. And I expect a lot of that to regret it. I think this offseason's huge for him, and I think he'll attack it, and I think he'll be better next year. But yes, if next year is the same or worse, then he's on the hot seat. I'm not saying he should be fired. He'd be on the hot seat.
It should be like you should be looking elsewhere to see, like, well, wait, so Ben Johnson's available? Or, like,
and
Mike McCarthy is available? You know, you start to look outside a little bit.
And if he has the same year next year that he just had, he certainly shouldn't be able to waltz into his end of season press conference and crack jokes, for Christ's sake, and to have the whole auditorium be like, mm-hmm. He goes, I don't know why Keyshawn Nixon said that. And everyone goes, he goes, I'll probably have to talk with Nixon about that. And I'm listening like, you probably should, man. Like, you two should. I really like Key. Let's hope so. Let's hope you can hammer that out. So Yeah.
Or the amount of laughter that goes on in that press room, has anything ever been said that's been funny?
We always just glaze shit that you do, me and Paul, but one of my favorite things that you ever did on the radio was when you would play press sound bites and the whole auditorium would laugh, and then we would hear, and this is just the radio, and I would hear, like, that's, I don't know why I always thought that was the funniest shit ever. That was one of my
favorite. Well, they were laughing. I'm laughing.
You got to go along with it.
But it was always delayed, and like, it's just, it was good. It's good.
There's a lot, I think there's a lot of courtesy laughs that goes on in those press conference rooms. And it's like, you want the subject to feel comfortable. You want the person being interviewed to feel like at ease. So I think there's some of that. I also think there's a lot of easy marks.
In a one-on-one maybe though, not in the, not when LaFleur's got command of the room.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you also have like some team employees in there who are trying to like, you know, sitting in the first row.
Oh yeah. The interns in the back.
Well, I mean, it's not, I'm not even saying that in a degrading way.
You're saying like, he has plants in the crowd?
I'm saying there are people of whom he is an active employee with, okay, who are maybe holding up the cue cards unofficially that say, laugh now. That's not literally what's happening, right? But like, you kind of join in like, oh, okay, like the two people in the front row thought that was funny. I'll give it a snicker.
I don't think LaFleur is on the hot seat.
Oh, wait, okay.
Wasn't the question.
Was not the question.
That was a dick. Why did I say that? That was such a. That's a,
but if same thing happens next year,
okay. That's the question. Yeah.
I think that this year, as much as we're tempted to like shit all over LaFleur and shit all over Jordan Love, I'm very much just, we need one more spin of the dice.
Yep. You do.
I'm very much that. And I've talked about this with the Chargers, where Harbaugh gets there. They were never going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Yep.
But he built in his system, and now he's got to get his players. And after year three, then you can start to be like, all right, is this working?
Yeah.
I think because LaFleur came in, and I know there's what, people after 7 years, there's only a few coaches that have ever won. LaFleur, I think, is in a different – he's had two different, completely different jobs.
Yep.
Yep.
Good and take. So I do pay respect to that. So when he's got Jordan Love, he essentially got – a new position, and I've said this, of head coach and no longer co-manager. So I still like, if the Packers in 2023 lose in the wild card game, but then in 2024 Love has an MVP type second half and then wins a wild card game, if the years are reversed,
right,
we are sky high.
Yep.
But the results still needs to be the same. Like if the years are reversed, we'd be thinking, all right, Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah.
I think now we're thinking, okay, you fucked around a little bit. Figure it out. We need you to be better. We need you to be better. And I think a lot of people are – the problem that I'm having is the criticism of Jordan Love for the contract. Because I was going through contracts last night, and I asked Carlos, would you call Jordan Love a top 16 quarterback? And he said, well, yeah.
Yeah.
And I go, okay, well, the 16th cutoff for paid quarterbacks is $40 million.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference between 40 and 55? And I know there is one, but really, that's what everybody in there is making.
Yep.
And of the top eight quarterbacks, five of them were drafted in the 2020 draft. Burrow, Herbert, Tua, Jalen, Jordan. Because their turn came up.
Right.
Now, if you're mad that Jordan Love is making $55 million along with Trevor Lawrence and Tua, if you're mad about that, that's just how the market is going.
Yep.
You need to be mad at Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen's for just being like, no, man, I'm cool with 37.9. Yeah. Like they're the ones that could reset things and make things look better, but they're waiting their turn as the structure has allowed. And also the cap has not stayed the same or gone back in this time. It's gone up.
Right.
So 55 now isn't like 55 in 3 years when there's, so we just got to figure that out. And I think that's an unfair criticism because what else would you have done
right
in that standpoint? So I think that part, I mean, Jordan Love needs to play better than he did. He was also incredibly hurt several times.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things that we want to do now. We want to attack Jordan for the contract. We want to attack Matt LaFleur for many attackable things, but I still think like we should wait. They have next year, and then an evaluation needs to happen if they don't have great success. So I'm totally fine like having a very quiet off season in terms of being mad,
mm-hmm.
you know, celebrate the draft for what it is. The Packers are not going to trade out of that first round pick because it's in Green Bay.
That's such a stupid take.
It's such a casual take. It really is.
Who started it? They should be quartered.
I mean, it's a good, it's a great sports radio talking point.
Right.
Yeah.
Should the Packers not trade their first round pick specifically because they have the draft in Green Bay? Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm. 414-799-1250.
Can I follow up with my I asked you?
Mm-hmm.
If Mike McCarthy wanted to come back, I'd take him over LaFleur right now. There's been plenty of time. I've always thought he should have tenure. Remember? He's got a new quarterback to work with. He doesn't have the, you know, maybe Jordan Love. Jordan Love's, maybe he's harboring 3 years of resentment under the LaFleur era. I don't know.
Well,
maybe he saw Aaron Rodgers go out there and shit the bed that final couple of weeks. Maybe he thought he could go out there and do it. We don't know. We don't know that everything's keen and on the uppity up with LaFleur and Jordan Love.
So here's what I would say about that. And I think you're actually more serious than you are joking about the McCarthy thing.
Well, I'm not joking. Zero joking.
So you, if you could right now, you would trade LaFleur to Team X for a fifth. And
if you told me Mike McCarthy's back in Green Bay and LaFleur's out, I would feel joy.
Interesting. Did you say
big McCarthy guy? Big McCarthy guy.
No, I said interesting. I said interesting as well.
I thought you said same.
I do not feel that way.
Oh.
But I don't know that it would be like the worst thing in the, you know what I mean? I'm not saying that Lord, no, McCarthy's a buffoon. I'm not saying that.
Let's say the Bears
job, it's over, folks.
Let's say McCarthy's a free agent. Mike Vrabel's a free agent. Ben Johnson is a free agent. And Matt LaFleur is a free agent. How would you rank those four in terms of who you'd want to be the next Packers head coach? Ben Johnson, Mike Vrabel, LaFleur, McCarthy.
I only hear one Super Bowl winning coach in that quartet.
One of those guys was 20 years old when McCarthy won that Super Bowl, but okay.
So Vrabel, I think, gets a lot of credit for beating the Patriots in a playoff game 7 years ago. But I do think he'll do well. LaFleur and McCarthy, in all honesty, are probably pretty even.
Totally different coaches, totally different locker room leaders. Totally
McCarthy wouldn't be afraid of beating all of his buddies like LaFleur seems to be outside of Sean McVay. Ben Johnson, I am not on the Ben Johnson train. I feel like he is getting too crowned too early.
So you know what you're doing right now? You're doing your elf take.
I'm not.
You are doing.
Oh, I am.
You see, I knew it. You like Elf, but it was just crowned too quickly as a Christmas classic. You probably really like Ben Johnson, but you're like, you're saying he's great too quickly, so I'm against Ben Johnson.
I think
the expectations are being set too high.
What's Ben Johnson? If he gets hired, if he can be this guy in year one and year two, that's a huge success. Like, his goal is to be Matt LaFleur, right? That's how he projects.
I mean, maybe in his first 2 years.
Well, a team that hires Ben Johnson is going to be more excited than a team that hired... Wait, this guy was the coordinator of the Titans when they pretended like Derrick Henry didn't exist?
True.
Yeah. LaFleur came in with, like, no expectation.
Kind of true.
It's like, just fix Rodgers. Get us out of this.
Well, manage Rodgers.
Rodgers. You know, whatever.
So what is your ranking? McCarthy, LaFleur, Ben Johnson, Mike Vrabel. Of who you'd want in next season to be the Packers head coach.
I don't love Vrabel that much, but I don't see how you could put Ben Johnson above him.
Hmm.
So these are lots of different scenarios.
Yeah.
And I would probably change my answer for a lot of different teams.
Okay.
But if you're telling me next year, Green Bay Packers, a reinvigorated back to Lambeau, can't believe I'm here, McCarthy, feeds families.
I mean, just as you said that, I can picture the press conference. I can hear what he would say.
I got 0 years invested in Jordan Love. I got 0 years invested in Malik Willis.
He's sitting at the table. And it's all the same people. It's all the same people. He'd be sitting at the table. You go, oh, shoot, you paint the walls a different color? I never thought I'd be back. You know, like, I can see it.
Yeah.
I can picture it in my head.
Imagine. Imagine.
McCarthy is fourth on my list of the four.
How do you put him behind Vrabel?
Well, again, if I was maybe the Bears, I might put McCarthy over Vrabel. But as the Packers,
I think Paul gets suckered into Coach PR. I think he likes Coach PR. That's why he's big
Vrabel
on
Vrabel is media savvy. He is.
Is it?
I think so.
All I remember is during the 2020 COVID draft when his sons were playing like some hunting game behind him when the arcade hunting game. Remember that?
Vrabel's another guy I ran into once and didn't say anything.
Where'd you run into him?
The Cleveland airport in April.
Who's the most famous person that you guys have bumped into and not said anything? Or
and
what's
not
your number
said
one?
Anything?
Yeah, what's the one thing where you're like, I bumped into that person once and I kind of wish I would have like made a joke or something?
Charlie Behrens.
What would you have said?
I'm just kidding. Mick Foley was in a hotel room or a hotel lobby once.
There's no like wrestling catchphrase that you could have yelled at him? Like that's a softball.
I don't like approaching people.
I don't either.
See, I am one to actually do the opposite. So everyone that I've had a chance to meet, I've been like, hey, you, let's talk about your thing for 2 minutes awkwardly.
It depends. It depends. Maybe if I'm drunk, because we ran into Ed Too Tall Jones once in Indianapolis.
I was backstage for an entire Monday Night Raw and had to like pretend that I was totally should have been there. And didn't say hi to The Undertaker and Brock Lesnar walking by. And like, I had to pretend like, oh no, I'm usually back here. This is more than fine. I shouldn't, you know, I said one thing to like Seth Rollins, like the night after he had a good pay-per-view match. And I was like, did I play that wrong?
Well, the same way with me and Giannis.
True.
So my answer would have been Giannis until I fucked that up.
I saw Caron Butler at the airport one time and I didn't say anything to Caron Butler.
But I've also interacted with Giannis before. That's the weird part.
Doesn't really count. He's tough to count.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, did you guys see Cone's tweet? This had to be like 2 months ago, or I don't know. He was tweeting. There was a thread about like running into radio people in real life, and Cone tweeted that he ran into Zabin outside of Lambeau, and someone was like, what did he say? And Cone said,
I shared this with him.
Cone, he made it up, but he was like, yeah, I asked Zabe how he thought the Packers were going to do. And he responded, fuck you and listen to my show, which I just thought I got to go find it now. Oh, continue though.
Sorry. I mean, I went up to Paul Allen to talk to him and he gave me a $1 casino chip to walk away.
That's an all time story.
Who you had spoken to, interviewed several times prior and since.
Yeah. And he was like, he thought he was I've interviewed him 12 to 15 times. And he doesn't recall any of them.
It's just so great. God could have, or whatever you believe in, could have brought Paul Allen to this planet to call games for any team of any success level. And we are blessed to have him calling games for the most like feudal franchise in sports. We are really lucky.
I almost feel bad for them. Like they had no expectations. Then all of a sudden, 2 weeks ago, they think they're going to a Super Bowl. And then they score 18 points in 2 weeks.
Hmm.
I mean, and we've never seen a guy lose so much money so quickly. Not only does he have to deal with that, we all talk about it.
So let's use this as a pivot point. Anybody have any other thoughts on the, so we all agree that a year from now with a similar season, LaFleur should be on the hot seat a year from now. Mm-hmm. Well, we're all in agreement on that.
Well, I do have some thoughts on happyplacehemp.com. And the promo code is BART. 25% off each and every order. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Pop those gummies. Man, I'm rocking the college sweatshirt today. I wish those were around in college. Would have pounded those seltzers. But instead, live like it's college today. That's a good motto. I've been doing it since I've been 18. HappyPlaceHemp.com. The promo code is BART. They are located in Muskego. Across from Maddie's, so you can go meet Chris, meet Rob, tell them about the deal, try out some sampler packs. Sometimes they'll be nice and, you know, see what you like. Or you can get the sample packs online and start small and then come back and get a bigger order. Still using the code. I just want to stress more than anything that you can use the code multiple times. That is an unprecedented deal. All these things that I try to use codes for, and I search codes and I find a code. You get 5% off shoes one time and you want to go back. You can't use the code again. You can use the code every single time. 25% off happyplacehemp.com. The promo code is BART. There it is in written form if you're on the YouTube stream as well. Thanks to Dan Shaney, the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. I just had a dream today where Dan Shaney was in it. I had a dream today in my nap that I was trying to, I was at a Brewer game trying to record NFL prediction podcast, makes no sense, with two of my friends, but we were trying to find a special place to do at the Brewer game, but I had to get it done before this, and Dan Shaney was sitting with Kevin Holden in the stands. I do not know. All right, Paul, you are on mute.
Hi. You brought up Darnold, and I think we can agree Jordan Love had a bad wild card round. Sam Darnold had a bad wild card round. And it just had me think, again, we're the hypothetical game. Not everything I ask is something that I'm going to say mm-hmm to, but I still think this is a worthwhile thought experiment, if for nothing, a reason other than it will never happen. But let's ponder it just in case. Let's assume the pack. Well, let me ask you this. Let me just first, if Jordan Love was on the trade market, what would the Packers fetch right now? What would be his value, do you think?
If Jordan Love was on the trade market?
Right now. Packers put him at least. They called every team. They said, he's out there. What's the best you'll give us? What is it?
So the question is, does someone pay a first for him?
Yeah.
It's Jimmy an indictment G if they, if they, if I can't think that they do.
Jimmy G once went for a second.
So, like, I'll give you an example. I think the Steelers would definitely give their first.
A late first?
Right, because, I mean, that's where the Steelers pick, like 22.
That seems, I don't think that's overly crazy.
Yeah. So let's just say the Packers could trade Love to the Steelers for the 22nd overall pick. All right, let's
a
just...
late first or a good second.
Yeah, or maybe a second and a third or some sort of.
Yeah, maybe a second and something farther
along. Yeah, then, of course, there's all the dead cap stuff. And so, again, this is all hypothetical. But let's say they could get that Steelers late round pick. Let's also say that with that trade worked out, the Packers know, of course, that kind of like, honestly, it's really the Josh Jacobs thing. They knew they were going to sign Josh Jacobs. So then they had a pivot move already. Like, we thought, oh my God, they're going to have both. But no, it was really just the first domino falls and then the second domino falls of releasing Aaron Jones. So they have this trade worked out for Jordan Love because they also have a deal worked out for Sam Darnold on a 4-year, $120 million contract. That's 30 a year. 30 a year for Darnold, that's like the Baker Mayfield contract. It's way less than the top paid guys. You kind of know what your ceiling is, but it's only, air quotes, only $30 million for a good quarterback in Sam Darnold. My question is, Love in his current $55 million a year contract or Darnold for 30 with a late first round 2025 pick? You'd rather, between those two choices, have Love at $55 million a year instead of Darnold at 30 plus the late first. Mm-hmm, or mm-hmm, that Love at 55 mil is what you'd rather have between the two.
I mean, I respect the act of the question and answer. I find this more outrageous than me wanting McCarthy back over LaFleur.
Really?
I think you are getting worse at quarterback.
I'm not saying you're not, but you're paying it 25 mil a year less.
I think we are being too hard on what Jordan Love can be.
Again,
Rex Ryan can't go out there and say he's got elite skills, but it's not an elite quarterback. Well, if he's got elite skills, he can be an elite quarterback, sir. And also, a first-round pick in Green Bay
is useless.
what are we doing with that?
He had a top 15 pick, Goody did, and drafted a backup on Iowa. So we're giving him then he could draft the other backup, because that's what he did the last time he had two first-round picks. He's like, I'm going to take this guy from Georgia and also another guy. And
so neither one of them are really good. So obviously, again, completely hypothetical, but the idea would be that is Darnold at 30, who do you have a better chance of building a winner around? Darnold at 30 mil?
Yeah, I don't.
It's not saying Love and Darnold are the same. It's not saying Darnold is better. It's saying, who do you have a better chance to build a winner around? Darnold at 30 million or Love at 55 million? Plus the pick, which is what it is.
No, I think the financial, you're looking at the financials like it's the NBA, I think.
It's not nothing.
30 and 50 in the NFL for a quarterback. What are you adding? What are you adding?
You're adding Xavier McKinney. Like the difference in the money is you're adding a top tier something.
Guys, I'm starting to worry that we're going to get Devontae back.
I'm a little bit worried too.
I feel like I would welcome that. We'd be
better off having him.
I've been so
anti-Devontae.
Bart hates Devontae. So
Darnold you can't build a winner. This year told us that no matter how much talent is around Darnold, it can't happen. It can't work.
Wow. I mean,
have you been watching? You realize you're not like in week 15 or 16 right now, Paul. You were caught up to date on the last 2 weeks of the NFL season.
And 100% that has a huge impact on the fact that this is a topic at all, because 3 weeks ago, Darnold, we wouldn't have been saying at 30 million. We would have been saying Darnold at 55, Love at $55 million a year. So the fact that he lost that much money is a part of the, and by the way, then Darnold wouldn't be a free agent. He would be, but the Vikings would be like, we're obviously re-signing this guy. So the fact that he had those two bad weeks, not just cost him money, but it cost him the chance to be an obvious re-signed guy. Like 2 weeks ago.
I also think the Vikings aren't too upset about it. Like, I think they knew they would have had to sign him.
So, Grant, what you're saying pretty definitively is like those first 15 weeks kind of was meh, like it didn't really move the needle for you on Darnold, but the last 2 weeks being bad did.
The thing is we have what, 6 previous years with Darnold, 7 years? We have all these years of him sucking ass before this year. So like if Jordan Love had also played 6 previous years and sucked, and then he had the one good year, like they would be, you know what I mean? Well, Love might turn out to stink, but we don't
Mayfield,
have six.
Baker Mayfield was a practice squad linebacker with the Panthers. So like,
yeah, but he was good. He took the Browns to the playoffs though.
Got to win.
Darnold took the Vikings to the playoffs.
Yeah. After sucking for 6 years. That's the thing. Like we have so much precedent of Darnold, whereas you can frame those first 15 games as an outlier based on his entire career, where you can't, we don't have enough of a sample yet with Love. I'm not saying that Love's going to be a Pro Bowler, but I think there's still more room and there's more belief. I would buy stock in Love before I bought it, even if it was discounted in Darnold.
That's wild to me. See, like I think Love is a better quarterback. I would rather have Jordan Love equal to, like, if they're both making the same amount of money. I think Packers fans have an emotional attachment. You know, most of us want Love to be good and to be the next 10 years quarterback for the team. But I think we're taking the collective. We are taking the Darnold slander and to be like, well, he cannot be the quarterback of a good team. I don't agree with that.
I want Jordan Love to be good more than I ever have.
Yeah. Mostly so you can shove it in Horvath's face.
I mean, we texted all night into the next day, back and forth, screaming at each other about how stupid the other person is. And I need Jordan Love to be good for that reason.
So I'm going to say, like, you know, fine. I'm going to say, I'd rather have Love at 55 than Darnold at 30 plus the first, but I'm surprised that it's such a definitive, like, what a dumb topic. I'm surprised. I don't think it's that. I think you guys really said that, okay, what Darnold was those last two games is Sam Darnold. And I also think the difference between $30 million at quarterback and 55 is not nothing. It's significant.
Yeah, it's not the Love and Darnold. Like, I don't value that money difference. I don't value the first round pick as much as you.
Yeah.
You shouldn't if you think one quarterback cannot do it. I don't think Darnold can do it. I think Love might be able to. So everything else is just window dressing.
You know, I mean, that's fair. If you, I don't agree that Darnold can't do it, but if that is your point, then yeah, then the money difference is irrelevant because you're saying it can't happen. So yeah,
he had Kevin O'Connell, an excellent O-line for most of the year. They had a bad game.
Very bad.
Unbelievable wide receivers, an awesome tight end, and Aaron Jones. And I am gobsmacked. I'm shocked that he didn't fumble in that game. I would have laid so much money that he was fumbling, although they just kind of stopped giving him the ball.
Are you saying Aaron Jones?
Yes.
I can only watch Aaron Jones thinking, what's going to happen on this play, a fumble or an injury?
Yeah.
I'm serious. I don't mean that.
And that's why, I tweeted about a potential fumble. Cause if you tweet about injuries, then you're being a dick. So during the game, I'm like, I would lay a large sum of money on a prop bet of him fumbling coming out of halftime. And they didn't give him the ball.
Right. Probably because Kevin O'Connell thought the same thing. Is he going to get injured or hurt? Because that's
Kevin O'Connell thought, oh, Sam Darnold got sacked 6 times in the first half. Let's drop him back even more and run more deep routes down the field.
But by the way, there's 2 things I want to say about that. One is, like, we've talked about, and Bart, you probably couldn't listen to the game because you were on the air for the second half at least. Troy Aikman lets you know when he thinks a quarterback isn't good. He doesn't, like, say this quarterback isn't good, but he says it. And by the way, I don't think Troy Aikman thinks Jordan Love is good. But Troy Aikman definitely does not think Sam Darnold is good. The number of times Aikman took subtle-ish, like, you know, was at Darnold was a lot.
He's standing back there with his thumb up his butt holding the ball. But this also, is why, speaking of announcers, I wish Brady would, like, the Eagles and the Packers were so sloppy and so messy. They were absolutely everything that Brady's Patriots weren't. And Brady's like, oh, they haven't been great. It's like, would you analyze?
But that is a diplomat trying to say, I might want some of these guys next year.
And now he's going to go call a game where Ben Johnson's coaching.
I mean, didn't Ben Johnson turn down a Raiders interview and now he's no longer turning down that interview because of Brady?
I think so.
That's not nothing. Sure. Like, but again,
all the reports today were that the Raiders have all the momentum with Ben Johnson, that they're the leaders in the clubhouse with Ben Johnson.
They have Tom Brady. I mean, like, it is a hell of a card to be able to play.
Meanwhile, the Bears, who have been Zoom only on all of their first interviews, flew their private plane to go get Mike McCarthy, which I don't think is insignificant.
Well, because they could, right? You can't do that with Aaron Glenn. You can't do that with Ben Johnson. You can't do that with these guys because they're active in the playoffs.
Could you do it with Ron Rivera, who they interviewed? Could you do it with David Shaw?
The answer is yes to anybody who's not currently in the playoffs. So then my follow-up question, I asked you a LaFleur question about
how long do you think that David Shaw interview went? Like, did it hit double-digit minutes?
I hope so.
I do not believe.
He's a good coach.
They're not ever going to hire him.
I asked you the LaFleur next offseason, not this offseason, hot seat question. I asked you about Love and trying to get a sense for how much you guys value him, which I think the answer is you guys value him a lot. The LaFleur-Love tandem, the one of those two who lasts longer in Green Bay, between Love and LaFleur, the guy who will be in Green Bay longer, who will be here, you know, longer down the road, is Jordan Love. Jordan Love will outlast Matt LaFleur in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So what is
Goody hired LaFleur, right? Goody hired LaFleur.
Yeah, he did.
Did Mark Murphy?
Well, don't.
Mark Murphy gently pushed LaFleur onto Goody.
He didn't.
I'm serious. I'm being serious. I'm not being a troll. Isn't that kind of how he restructured things that often?
He scheduled the interview last, so if it wasn't LaFleur, who was it? Honestly.
I think Murphy's that there was a 30 Rock episode where they're looking for a new cast member in season 4 and they stacked it so they could purposely have this one guy. And I think, yes, Grant, to your non-trolling point, Mark Murphy stacked the deck so it would be LaFleur, but Gutekunst, I would like to think, had a strong say.
I should hope so. I mean, look at what we're wearing. There's more UW lacrosse stuff on the screen than, I mean, yeah, I hope. I want the general manager to hire the coach. And all too often these days, it's bass ackwards. It's the coach comes in and I want my own personnel guy in there. Mm-hmm. I want a chain of command. But no, if the Packers aren't good next year, they'll blow out LaFleur and they'll try a different coach first. There's no world in which this doesn't
work.
You
don't get to fail winning with Aaron Rodgers, fail winning with Jordan Love, and then get another quarterback.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Those are two good enough guys. You should win with one of them.
Yeah.
You don't get a third.
Yeah. So is it like, if you think you polled 1,000 Packers fans, is the answer like 95% that LaFleur lasts longer? That Love lasts longer. Is it that obvious?
I don't know. I don't know what the average Packer fan thinks. I think the average Packer fan, you know, also all these other NFC North fans, it's just so annoying. Like, oh, you got a one that sucks. Like, Jordan Love's still better than many of the quarterbacks you've had since I've been alive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what Bears quarterback has been better than Jordan Love?
The current one is not even better.
what Vikings quarterback? Dante Culpepper?
Favre.
Favre's year.
Yeah, he did have one good year.
Keenum. Until he wasn't. Darnold. Until he wasn't.
Yeah, the Vikings, Keenum got him to an NFC championship, and they cast him aside, never been back since. What's the life if you go with Case Keenum? Now, granted, he went on seven different teams after that, but you had a thing working. You had to go get Kirk Cousins.
QB wins.
One of my best buddies is a diehard Vikings fan. This is in Minnesota, and he is a sports fan, but not like on our level, because he's a normal human. And he texted me the day after the Vikings lost. He texted me Monday morning. He's like, dude, the NFL sucks. And what I told him, which I thought was kind of sneaky wise in the moment, hadn't thought about it. I was like, yeah, dude, being a fan of a contender with expectations is fun until the games start mattering. Like, then it's not so fun anymore. So I see all these Vikings fans. Oh, we always get our hopes up. Okay, do that for, by and large, 3 decades straight. And lose almost every single year. And then you guys can whine and bitch about it.
If I hear from Lions fans, fashion. Too.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be one thing if the Packers lost on 4th and 26 seven different times.
Well, and also,
but it's always a new thing.
You know how fun that regular season was? How about you losing the playoffs in brutal fashion and that regular season wasn't fun at all? You know what I mean? Like that ride you guys went on, that also wasn't enjoyable.
Yeah. Just
stupid. Stupid assholes.
You can go 11-6 and it'd be fucking excruciating.
And feel nothing.
Yeah, you can feel no joy. Nothing. Yeah. I'm glad that you're there to set the tone.
So then here's my follow-up to us agreeing that Love will outlast LaFleur. Jordan Love will sign another significant big dollar contract extension in Green Bay.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm.
I think to that too. I think you're going to see a much more focused, better Jordan Love next year. I think it's not like we've never seen it. It's not like we've never seen Jordan Love play excellent football. We saw him half a season rival anything Rodgers or Favre ever did. And he was hurt this year. Oh, that half a season last year was incredible.
Yeah. It was very good.
All right. Well, I mean, put it, in the batch. Maybe if you do top 10 Packers quarterback seasons of the three of them, maybe he slips in at 10. That's still a pretty big deal.
Okay, sure.
These have been Hall of Fame quarterbacks we've had.
Sure. Yeah. And it was his first year as the starter.
Yeah. And I do think that, he needs to be healthy and maybe take more command. Now, I am like, some of the happy feet stuff, as we say, or that interception to Zach Bond was awful. That was probably the worst interception I've ever seen him throw. You're not thinking of the coverage. You don't see it at all. I forgot about some of the other ones this year where he just
the one he threw in the end zone where he just pitched it to the other team for 2 yards for a touchdown.
But that at least he was trying to make a play.
I would say
this one he was just like, I'm not even thinking it could be picked.
I want to, because Grant gave me an interesting reaction to the question, so I want to get to that. But I would just say, remember that throw that Love had early in the season where he dropped it over the top to, I think, want to say, like, Reed and, like, week two? And all the coaches' feedback to Love in the days that followed was like, don't make that throw again. I'm glad you can make that throw, but don't do that again. And, yeah, there were Love injuries this season, and how much that affected, we don't really know. He got LaFleur's play calling for Love, and then Love's actual performance got very conservative, and I would say very overly conservative, where he just wasn't playing loose and free, and it was almost like he was, I think, overly compromised into thinking like ease off a little bit, maybe not all those risky throws, and if that's just not Love's DNA, then you have to, and I'm sure that'll be part of the analysis and the self-scout, but that... He was a different guy. Was it injury? Was it being asked to play too conservatively? We don't know. Was it having no receiver back by the end of the playoff game? Probably all factors.
I think the lack of a leap from the wide receiving core was probably the most disappointing part of the season for me outside of LaFleur, and that's on a tier of its own because he was in year six. Can I point out something about Love that I'm not understanding? And this probably wouldn't play too well in the cheesehead TV circle of the internet. Here's what I can't rectify. Everyone agrees that Jordan Love's mechanics went to shit this year and he needs to get back to his footwork and proper, And then we learn that Tom Clemens is retiring at the beginning of Matt LaFleur's press conference yesterday or amidst the press conference. And the whole Packers world is like, massive loss. Like, by far the headline from LaFleur's presser, which I didn't necessarily agree with. It's like, well, man, if Tom Clemens really is that good, I'd hate to see Jordan Love's footwork next year without him, because I don't understand that. I can't make sense of that, I guess.
I think there's historical value to the news value of Clemens, but if that's your number one takeaway as a Packers fan, like, that's odd to me.
Well, I think, like, the Packers wanting Love to be more vocal is interesting. I don't think that he needs to, like, you know, look at Jaden Reed and get pissed because he can't remember a route that Rodgers and Jordy used to run back in the day just by whatever look he gives him. But, you know, look at Jordan Love coming into this league. He got drafted in a situation where I don't think he was too eager to be in. Then he has to sit for several years.
Mm-hmm.
You are sitting behind a lightning rod of a quarterback who you're trying to learn from, but also is bashing the organization at every chance he gets.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get to take over. You've got a lot of pressure on you. You've still got other veterans, you know, they're like, you kind of acquiesce to an Aaron Jones as a leader on the offense. You kind of acquiesce to some of these other guys. This year, new guys come in. You're coming in next year. It's your sixth year as a Packer. And I don't know that he's like, if you're the backup in any job and then you get promoted to be the leader, I mean, it takes a while for not just other people to not think of you as the backup anymore. And I don't think other people look at Jordan Love and think of him as the backup anymore, but he might still think, like, I'm not, this isn't fully my team yet. And maybe he might not know what he can do. And I do think, like, maybe, you know, you talk about LaFleur and bringing back the game plan or whatever. LaFleur wasn't able to do any of that to Rodgers. So maybe he overcompensates with some of the stuff that he does. What is going on with my eye? Maybe he overcompensates with some of the stuff that he does to Love. Maybe LaFleur is not the right guy for Jordan.
Well, Grant, Bart takes a selfie.
You know who would be an even better choice? Is Mike McCarthy. Do you think it even crosses the Packers' minds? Like, do you think Mark Murphy's like, for my last trick?
So I actually think if that were to happen, and money talks, but keep in mind, McCarthy was not pleased with the way Murphy fired him. After that Dolphins home game, Cardinals, thank you. It was very unceremonious, didn't let him go back to his office or his desk, remember the whole thing, and so I think for Mike McCarthy's parting trick to Mark Murphy, it would be "fuck you, I'm going to the Bears." So, I think if the money was even, McCarthy would go to the Bears over the Packers because there's hard feelings.
Yeah, but time heals all wounds.
Looking back at it now, McCarthy totally deserved to win in that comeback game in Lambeau a couple of years ago when the Packers completed that comeback and the Cowboys went for it late and didn't get it. Like, looking back as a unbiased narrator or observer, McCarthy and the Cowboys deserve to win that game.
How long was McCarthy the coach here? How many years?
11, 13, 10. Wait,
2000. Oh, no. Rodgers was here that long. 8 to 10 years. 10 or 5. He was hired in 07 or 08, right?
It wasn't 05. 05 was Rodgers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but McCarthy had Favre for a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, so let's figure out 2006 to 2018.
Okay. Yeah, 12 seasons. 12.
So 12 seasons. So the general math on this is however long you're with someone, to get over them, it takes half the time you were with them. So 12 years, it's been 6.
Is that true? Where?
I don't know. Someone told me that once. And I was like, I believed it. I mean, to truly, you know. So who says no first, McCarthy or Green Bay?
McCarthy.
I think the Packers say no first.
I think McCarthy would take it in a minute. You don't think Don Yee or whatever the fuck his name is working behind the scenes calling Ed Policy, being like, is there any way we can get back? We got McCarthy way up there. You know, his stepson's out of high school, so you don't have to worry about basketball game flare up. We're all good. We're going to be solid.
I did not expect to talk about McCarthy this much as rules.
Me neither.
People have been wanting LaFleur to give play calling to a true offensive coordinator.
If LaFleur can't call plays, then I just fire him. You know what I mean? Like, that's what he's supposed to provide.
Yeah.
So, like, if he needs someone
to call
plays.
You want McCarthy to be back as the OC?
I'm kidding.
God, that would fuck even harder.
Or the quarterback's coach.
Oh, my God.
Because they need one. Were you ever on the beat when Van Pelt was here, Paul?
Yes.
What? Because he's available. He just sprung loose from New England, I think, because he was Mayo's OC.
I was always very impressed with Alex Van Pelt.
I think I'm going to bang that drum on my show tonight.
All right. Do you want to do some predictions for the weekend?
Sure.
How do we feel?
Where are you watching the game?
Oh, wait. No, hold on. Grant has to answer. Grant gave me
an answer. Who are you watching it with?
Grant. Jordan Love will get another significant contract extension in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Feels like a coin flip.
It's big. It's a good.
I think you guys are going to be stunned. 50 minutes in. I want you all to bookmark this. Okay. Jordan Love. MVP.
Next year?
Oh, I wasn't going to specify, but sure.
Do they run it back with this wide receiving core next year?
Mm-mm.
They will sign somebody way under expectations.
Sammy
Watkins. Like, you all want T. Higgins? You know? You want someone like that? Ladies and gentlemen, the newest member of the Packers receiving core, Diontae Johnson.
Ugh, not a chance in hell. What about Adam Thielen?
Oh, yeah. Give me
that. Someone suggested that on Bill's show earlier today.
I'll take Thielen.
He was good this year.
Yeah, he could still ball. Who else is a free agent? Aren't they all dog shit?
It's a bad group.
I mean, I know they're NFL players, but
most of them probably won't reach free agency.
We did this last week. No.
You want Stephon Diggs?
No.
You want Keenan Allen to come throw into triple coverage?
Oh, now I remember this. No.
Okay. Chris Godwin?
We did this. No.
Yeah, but whatever. How about
whatever?
How about Van Jefferson?
How about this? It's a bummer the Packers are out of the playoffs, but it's more fun as an NFL fan to look forward to this weekend because the Packers are out of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm.
Typically, I have more fun when they're still in prior to the loss.
Mm.
But I don't think it's not like baseball or the NBA. It's like I am jacked for these games. Me I don't too. Think the Ravens and Bills, I don't think I'm going to be more excited for another game. Even if one of those teams matches up against the Chiefs at Arrowhead, once they beat each other up, you know, the Super Bowl is going to be the Super Bowl, but Bills and Ravens is the main event, dude. And I am excited for that one. Excited. Yeah.
See, as much as it's fun having the Packers in, I'm no different for the, NFL playoff football is just so great.
Oh, it's so great. Give me your most likely upset between Houston, Washington, and the Rams, and then your winner of Ravens, Bills.
Grant, you can go first.
I need to look at them. I want to see them in front of me.
You know what? That's why I was stalling.
Really?
Okay. I wanted to stare at it.
You were asking for an upset?
Hey, I don't need like against the spread. I mean, if there's a team that's more likely to win, because I can slightly talk myself into any of them. I can slightly dance a little bit with Houston
before
I come back. The Rams I've been fond of.
For me, it's easy. For me, it's easily the Rams winning in Philly.
I don't know. I might be buying into Jaden Daniels hype.
I thought I picked Tampa, and I feel like Tampa should have beaten them. So I'm not in on the Commanders hype. And also, I guess I'd say Rams. I'd say Rams. I don't love any of them. I'd say Rams because I'm just, I think I've planted my flag this week and I'm going to be this guy. I think Sean McVay is the best coach in the NFL.
He's the reverse Mike Tomlin. Tomlin overperforms in the regular season, under in the playoffs. McVay takes these teams that you think, how did they even get here? And then they're winning playoff games.
I did a really dirty producing trick earlier on Bill's show where I took 2 minutes of Tomlin and cut out a lot of the ums and ahs and basically got audio of him saying, this isn't acceptable. We will make sure this doesn't happen again, blah, blah, blah. And then I tacked on a comment from LaFleur at the end being like, yeah, you know, we won 11 games, third in the division, weird year. And I just played that as a bumper.
So I'll say this. So Rams is my answer. And then I'm going to take the Ravens to beat Buffalo. But I do want to ask you, if Mike, you brought up Tomlin, if we were to add Tomlin's name into the question from earlier, McCarthy, LaFleur, Ben Johnson, Vrabel, Tomlin.
McCarthy.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're with Bart on that? Bart, what, would you still take McCarthy if Tomlin was also part of the group?
I mean, I'm racking my brain to think someone I'd take over McCarthy. I'm so in the tank for McCarthy.
You have
imagine McCarthy coaching the Steelers. That should be the job he gets.
You know what? I hope he can do that one day. Like, that's his team. Like, that's his childhood team.
How many more jobs do you think? One day. Are we all floored that McCarthy's about to get a third job, it would seem?
After a largely unsuccessful Dallas run.
Well, you won.
No. That's
come on.
That's an unsuccessful run.
They won 12 games 3 years in a row.
And
then he started winning games with Cooper Rush.
No. Too good of a roster.
The Niners? His quarterback's Dak Prescott.
Bet Bart loves Dak Prescott.
Yeah, I do too, but I wouldn't want him as my quarterback.
You love
I like him as an idea. I like being able to say he's better than you idiots think he is. That's the way I like him.
Yeah, that's good.
I know.
I don't want him to be a Packer fucking ever.
God, no. Oh, my God. I don't even
know. But as a Cowboy quarterback, he's top five.
Yeah. You people hate him because he's a Cowboy and he gets all this negative attention. He's way better than you think.
Way better, dude.
Plays the game the right way.
He does. Shit.
Also, there's no way the Ravens are winning in Buffalo. Lamar Jackson is James Harden in the playoffs.
Whoa.
I like that. That's spicy.
We have evidence.
But no one's ever said that, I don't think.
Nick Wright has been saying it all year, and he's like, look, I know everyone hates this because Bill Polian was wrong about Lamar Jackson one time, so everyone's gun-shy with saying the truth about Lamar.
What's the weather in Buffalo on Sunday? I mean, that's a big factor. That's not like a nothing.
It's 18 degrees. It might snow.
But, like, that's where Derrick Henry being part of that. Like, Baltimore had that, 13-play drive of all runs against Pittsburgh?
Remember when Lamar was like, someone come get me, and no one wanted to, and people jumped out in front to say no? If he was with Atlanta, the road to the Super Bowl would be going through them.
It's still very, very strange. People put out, like, the Dolphins, among other, put out statements of, like, we're not interested.
Before there was any even interest from Lamar.
It was very weird.
You got a new person coming on the block, and restaurants down the street are putting up their close signs at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Interesting.
You remember this, though? The problem with it was, like, Lamar was his uncle was his agent, or there was some kind of something goofy where the traditional news cycle didn't have the same information flow that it typically would. So things kind of got out of whack.
Because you need the agent to be plugged in. That's why maybe I need an agent.
Yeah. Someone to give that 5% to? 10%?
Paul, do you want to be start being an agent? You can represent me and Bart.
Yeah.
I would love to. I would get you guys a lot more money.
I don't doubt that you would help me achieve whatever. I feel like I'm not missing out on much based on my talent and skill set, but if there was an extra dollar to be made somewhere, I would bet that you'd find it.
I would.
Well, I'm a member of the Actors Guild. I wouldn't mind popping up in some TV shows like Chicago Fire or some shit I could drive down to for a day.
Just be an extra.
I'm a member of the guild.
Yep. All right.
I'm a member of a guild.
Good seeing you guys.
Gentlemen, always a pleasure. Talk soon. Bye. And thank you all for stopping by. Another episode of Into the Winklerverse.